You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Possibly the biggest game of the weekend, Chelsea against Man City, Sunday at 4 p.m. Chelsea 4-5, the draw 5-2, Man City are 7-2. We'll start with you this time, Lee. Chelsea have a good record in the FA Cup under Gus Hiddink. In fact, he's never lost an FA Cup match with Chelsea. He's played 5, won 5 and he guided them to the trophy in 2009. Man City will have bigger things on their mind as well, won't they, with the Champions League coming up this week?
Yeah, they will indeed, yeah. I think, you know, this is pretty clear to me, to be fair. Pellegrini and City have made it clear that they're unhappy with the timings of this game. Because of the, and understandably so, because of the fact that they've got the Champions League just around the corner. They're going to Kiev. It's not an easy ride for them. And he said he's going to play the kids. How many kids he plays is debatable. But I'm not one of those... I usually lambast managers for saying that they're going to do this, you know, that they're going to play kids and disrespect competitions. I think, well, the foot, you know, and Derek, I think, would agree with this, the footballers, you know, what's the problem? But I think on this occasion, he's actually got a point. And I would not, if I was Pellegrini, I would not play Kompany. I would not play Silva. I would not play Torre. I would not play Aguero. I wouldn't risk those players when, for the first time, since they've been in the Champions League, they've actually got a group that they can get out, you know, they've got a game that they can get out of. You know, they can get further on here. This is a golden opportunity for Manchester City. They've done the hard work in the group. So, you know, I think they should rest the players here.
Hang on a sec, Lee. Hang on.
He described it as Chelsea's final. I mean, you can't get two polar opposite approaches to this match, can you? One manager saying that he's going to play the kids, and the other one saying it's the final for them. So it's Chelsea all day long for me. I'm actually going to go for Chelsea and over 2.5. I think City could score. I think it might be quite an open game, this one, especially if City do play the kids. So, yeah, I'm going to go for Chelsea and over 2.5. I've got a little sneaky suspicion that City could get turned over here if they don't approach it in the right way. And I think all the stuff that they've said means that they probably won't approach it in the right way. So I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea beat them quite well here, to be honest with you. But Chelsea over 2.5 is the bet.
17-10 for that to happen. I sense you're going to disagree,
yeah,
Derek.
Well, hang on a second. They're playing on Wednesday.
I'll be fine.
And then they're playing on Sunday. You know, they're playing on the, what's the problem? Sunday, Wednesday, what's the problem? I mean, how many teams have done that in the European Cup in over the years? I'm sure Liverpool did it a million times when they won it in 2005. I don't know what he's griping about. Sunday and then play on Wednesday? Big deal. Honestly, what's the problem? It's a midweek game after a Sunday game. Did you do that 1,000 times a season?
So I'm not
having it.
So you're not buying into it then? Do you think City will win?
Come on, Derek. I mean, I normally agree with you, but that's crazy. They've got to fly to Kiev.
Kiev's not that far. It isn't. You have a look. Kiev ain't that far. It probably takes about 3 hours, Kiev.
Now, you've got a chance of winning the Premier League, the Champions League, and the FA Cup.
I'll tell you what, I bet you're going to Southern...
But you're worried about winning one of them. Nah, I'm not.
Southern Spain or Southern Italy will take just as far as going to Kiev. You have a look. I'll Google it as soon as we put this down. I bet you there won't be much in it. Probably about 10 minutes. That's about it. I'm not having it. But I agree that I'm going for Chelsea because they're the side on the upswing and Manchester City are quite the opposite. And, you know... There was so many ways of looking at how City would do after Pellegrini said he was going to quit and Guardiola was coming in. And it harks back to what Big Ron said all those years ago. Players don't need to look too far, you know, for an excuse to down tools. You know, they're happy. Imagine if you're a Premier League footballer and you're playing week after week after week and another game, oh, God, we're Liverpool next week. God, Arsenal next week. You know, when do we ever get a break here? And then all of a sudden the manager says he's going and, you know, well, it doesn't matter what we play. Like, he's not going to be here. We can start afresh next season. And that's what seems to be happening with City right now. I thought it was a catastrophic error by City to allow that news to come out, even if everybody was talking about it behind the scenes. And you look at their results and performances since then, they've been dismal. So I'm going to go for Chelsea here. They've got the bit between the teeth right now, Chelsea, I think. Yeah, a bit of a disappointment against Paris Saint-Germain in midweek, but I didn't think they played that badly, to be honest. I like the look of Chelsea here. Yeah. I'm going to go for them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.